Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
East 191st Street and Morris Avenue in the Bronx was not the place to be last night. Let's find out why, live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, not around 8:15 is when there's a sudden gunfire sending people scrambling for cover, Susan. In the end, six men, it appears they were targeted, were hit with these bullets. The NYPD Assistant Chief Benjamin Gurley.
Two males, one with a helmet, one without, come through St. James Park. They park a scooter in the park. They come up the stairs to my right. They fire approximately nine rounds at the group hanging out, striking six people.
I'm actually standing not far from where that happened. There's a series of scaffolding that's set up here along the sidewalk is where these men were standing when they were shot. Five victims are men in their 20s. The sixth is a guy who's 31 years old. They're all expected to recover. They're being treated at various hospitals as the search for suspects goes on this morning. It's unclear what the motive may have been, but again, it seems clear that these men were targeted. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Fordham Heights in the Bronx.
That torrential rain from Tuesday night. Looks like there's going to be more of that heading into the weekend. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Another cloudy, gray, wet day is in store for our area today. We'll have occasional showers. There can be a couple of brief downpours that will contribute to ponding on streets and highways and perhaps some travel delays. What's left of Debbie moves into central Pennsylvania later tomorrow, and that means more showers for us. Although the heaviest rains are likely reserved for tomorrow night when there can be some flooding and the risk of an isolated tornado. There will also be some gusty winds tomorrow into tomorrow night that can lead to power outages. It quickly dries out for the weekend with a return of sunshine on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The details of the four-day forecast minutes away on New York's weather station 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The city DEP to host a town hall tonight in Throgs Neck focusing on flood preparedness. Deputy Commissioner Beth DeFalco telling 1010 Winds they'll be giving out special kits including flood sensors, and she explained how those work.
It's a piece of equipment that is geared solely toward helping people know that there is flooding happening at the minute that it happens so that people can evacuate or immediately start to put things out to start helping the situation. Flood sensors are basically like fire alarms, but for water.
Tonight's event is at Lehman High School at 3000 Tremont Avenue. The doors will open at 6 and then the whole thing starts at 6:30. There is now a person of interest in that case of a burning body found in a shopping cart overnight Monday in Yonkers. Surveillance video reportedly led cops to a building in Longwood, the Bronx, where two men had been seen wielding a large object in a shopping cart. Inside, police found the victim's legs in the freezer, the hands in a crock pot, and drug paraphernalia as well. Cops say the corpse had been taken to Yonkers on Metro North from the Melrose station. So far, no ID on the person in custody and no word on charges. We now have our first case of the West Nile virus this year in New York. This is a man from Islip who tested positive. Officials say he is over the age of 50 and was hospitalized after experiencing symptoms on July 18th. He has since been released. He's recovering at home. Nationally, the CDC has logged 103 cases so far this year. Health officials remind us that we've still got many weeks of mosquito activity left this summer. And so take precautions, including using bug repellent and removing standing water from your property.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.